The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Be greatly blessed as you are impacted by this powerful word of God from Christ Way Ministries International. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened as you experience the power in the word of God. God bless you.
And it's better we open up our heart to receive directly from him.
And
I know this convention is going to be a convention with a difference. Because God himself will do wonderful things in our midst. I am convinced God will visit us one by one before we leave here in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, can I hear your amen? Shall we bow down our heads to pray? Our eternal rock of ages, we thank you for this great privilege. Thanking you for yet another time in your presence. We want to thank you because we are persuaded that you have brought us into this, under this canopy, to be blessed of you. That day, as we look into your word this evening, we ask that you inspire us. All of us, please inspire us. Let your word find a place in our hearts.
That
message of hope that you have for all of us. Lord, leave a word in our hearts in the name of Jesus. And by the working of your spirit, O Lord, let your word profit us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
This evening, we will be looking at the power of hope. Our hope. Biblical hope is actually based on foundation of faith. And it's actually an absolute confidence and belief in the unfailing word of God, the ability of God, what God is able to do in our lives, the ones we have heard about, the one he has done in our life personally. So hope can be just be seen as that confidence, something that gives that inner confidence deep down within you. It's a certainty. An assurance that God is in control. Even against all odds. When there are disappointments. When it looks like as if God is very far. When it looks like as if things are not going the way you thought they would have gone. At that time. When you hold on to God, when you hold on to his word, there will be a deposit of hope in your heart. That hope is what will make you to be assured and certain that God that has promised, he will fulfill his promise. Quickly, I will say that hope is possible for hope to give life. And it is fueled by the word of God itself. It comes from deep intimacy with God. Very deep intimacy with God. Let's look into the word of God quickly. Jeremiah chapter 17. Verse 7. That popular scripture. Let's look at verse 7 there. I'll read from here. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. So blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Whose hope the Lord is. Which means, there may be a time in a man's life that it may look like as if there are some things that are competing for the ability of God in one's life. Yes, that looks like as if, oh, maybe that man is not trusting God the way he should trust God. But the Bible says here, says, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Who gives hope in life? No, I'm asking.
Okay.
Who gives hope? The only person that can give us hope in this hopeless generation, in this situation that we find ourselves in Nigeria, and even spiritually, is just our God.
Ninu aye ta wa yi aye ti o ati ni aye ati ti oni to je wi pe gbogbo re lo ku fo ni ruru Olorun nikan on lo le fun wa ni ireti.
When I was preparing for this particular message,
nigba ti mo n mura sile fun iwasu yi,
I had 5 questions in my mind.
Mo ni ibere marun ni okan mi,
and I started asking God one by one.
Mo bere si ni ma bere lowo Olorun ni sise ntele.
The answer is what I'm preaching.
And
the first question I like us to settle in our heart before we go too far is this.
Who
gives hope? Who? It's our God. David, I tried to read through the book of Psalms. Maybe in the last couple of days and weeks, I've been able to read the book of Psalms over and over and over and over. And I noticed that King David and all the writers of Psalm, they speak vividly about hope. They are so convinced about their hope in the Lord. So I started looking at lessons from their lives, from the write-ups, to answer those questions on my mind. First, let's go into Joel chapter 3. Joel chapter 3. And we shall be reading verse 16. Please, in case you find it, can you kindly read for us? Job chapter 3, verse 16. Joel. The book of Joel. 3:16.
Oluwa yo si ke ramu ramu lati si oni wa yo si so fun ohun re yo si fo ohun re jade lati Jerusalem wa awon orun ati aye yo si mi sugbon Oluwa yo se abo awon eniyan re ati agbara awon omo Israeli.
Amen.
Amen.
Oluwa yo se abo ati agbara awon tani o awon omo Israeli. Idi ni wipe awon omo Israeli yen won ni ireti, they have hope in that Lord.
Awon omo Israeli won ni ireti ninu Olorun.
And at this hour in our life,
ni wakati ninu aye wa,
at this junction in our life,
ni ikori tata de yi,
there is no better place to put our hope.
It is
in the Lord. Why? Because our God does not fail. Our hope in him cannot fail us. I met a young man recently, one of the returnees from Ukraine. Actually, he had come to our hospital for a kind of an exposure, briefly. And he went back to Ukraine to complete his training. But unfortunately, the war broke out. And now he came back, he said he wants to be learning some things because he's interested, he still wants to learn medicine. So I sat him down one day. I say, young man, what is now left for you? What do you think about the situation now? He said, sir, I cannot deceive you. I am extremely hopeless. He said, sir, the only certificate I have now is my school cert. And I've spent 4.5 years in
Ukraine.
I thought I would graduate as a doctor. But that school has been destroyed by the war. There is no record that I was once a medical student. There is no way I will graduate. Even if I want to come back to Nigeria, Oga, where do I start from? Do I start reading JAMB all over again? He said he can't remember what physics, biology, and chemistry looks like again. Right there in my consulting room, he was weeping. You know, because I got into that discussion with him, I began to cry along with him because I felt for him. I felt this man is actually hopeless. Then I began to remember the word of God myself to even encourage myself before I can encourage him. And I began to encourage him.
I
said, that's not the end of life. Pick up yourself all over again. He says, sir, show me in the Bible. How do I pick up myself again? Ladies and gentlemen, at that point, I knew this man need a word so that he can be healed of his hopelessness. He needs a word. And I took him to Habakkuk. Chapter 3, verse 17. Even when the fig tree refused to bring the normal thing they are supposed to bring. Please let us read it.
Okay.
Habakkuk chapter 3. Please let's look at the hopelessness that is described in that place. Although the fig tree shall not blossom. Hallelujah. Neither shall fruit be in the vines. Please begin to imagine that state of hopelessness. The labor of the olive shall fail. And the fish shall yield no meat. To make matter worse, the flocks shall be cut off from the fold. And there shall be no herd in the stalls. It appears hopeless. But look at the word of God. Only yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Tell yourself, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength. He will make my feet like the hind feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. Hallelujah.
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 That was the only word I could offer him, and we prayed. And we left. But subsequently, he brightened up. I could see the power of hope at work in his life. That somebody under the sound of my voice this evening, Lord, ask me to tell you that your cry, it is temporary. It's wiping it off today in the name of Jesus. The best place to put our hope is in God. Let's quickly look at the wrong places to put our hope. We are at the wrong places. Number one, money. Never put your hope in money. Oh, I know we have examples. Oh, a lot. Money will develop wings and fly away. Even the Bible says so. It's a money will develop wings and fly away. So why would you put your hope in that money? Where is the second place that is wrong to put your hope? Don't put your hope in beauty. You say, beauty, that's why I'm going to have a beautiful home. I have beauty, that's why I know I will have a husband, by all means. I'm only, I want to be beautiful to
Abuja. And we have so many people that are beautiful and they are in Abuja. And
but you have that hope because God has his word assured for you. Where is another wrong place to put your hope?
You don't put
inheritances. Yoruba ni won ni eni gboju logun kilo sele si. Jogun ofo straight. It's a wrong place to put your hope. Another place, don't put your hope in your skills. No, don't put your hope in your skills. Let your hope rest in God, who is able. He is able to walk through you and make all things come to pass. Don't put your hope in your academic prowess. Oh, my academic is what I know. What I know will guarantee me, it will guarantee me work in the federal civil service. Don't put your hope there. Recently, our senators and our rep, they started thinking that people that comes out with 1-1, is there anything like that, with upper, they came out with first class in our university. They said those ones should be given priority now to get work. And I'm not saying it's not good to get first class. First class is sweet. But what that tells me is that there are some people with first class roaming around in the street without a good job. So why will you put your hope in that? Because that will fail. But our God does not fail. Where else is the wrong place? Don't put your hope in medicine. I'm standing here by the grace of God. I know a little bit of medicine. But don't put your hope in medicine. Because medicine will fail. But where medicine fail, God starts. Hallelujah. And finally, the wrongest of the place you can put your hope, where I would advise not to put your hope, is men's word. Men's word. Yes, men's word. Never you put your hope there. My sister came to me recently in one of our churches. He said, when my mother died, my friends and the friends of my mother, they came and said, I should be here for. Oh, I should be Baba for. Kini Yoruba ni won se. It's all a lie. Please don't rest on that. Do not rest on that. Don't let your assurance or certainty of making it in life rest on that. I ask God. So I said, God, where are the wrong places we've been putting our hopes? Many of us have put our hopes in government. Oh, it's a wrong place to put your hope. God said, never you put your hope in the government. When Jonathan was here, people were praising him. Some say he should go. And there's another man coming. They said, when that man is here, everything will stop. Security will be, I want to believe we are still Nigerians. I traveled recently to one of the Western countries, West African country. And as I came back to Nigeria, I said, God, what is wrong with us? Come on, COVID tests.
We cannot do it. And we have the money.
And you say you put your hope in that government. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number three, the third question. When is it important to have hope in God? Because if we go through difficult times in life, if we have challenges in life, if things go the way we don't think it should go in life, so when is it important to have hope in God? Look at Habakkuk 3:17 where we read. He said, when those things happen, that is the best time to put your hope in God. You will start rejoicing because you have hope in the word of God. Let me tell you some generators. Three things generate hope. The word of God. Hallelujah. The word of God. The infallible word of God. How much of God do you, of word of God do you have inside of you? It will determine where your hope will rest. Hallelujah. Number two, the works of our God. No, Ishere.
Okay.
Ishere.
And what is it?
It will put confidence in you, the certainty in you that this God cannot fail. And you will be able to join them and be bold and say, yes, I know God that did it for this person is going to do it for me. And that hope begins to resonate in you. It begins to resonate inside of you. And then the thought that generates hope is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. He would help you and generate hope inside of you. You will be able to lay hold on the word of God, lay hold on the works of God, and then you will be able to be certain that yes, God cannot fail. So when is it important to have hope in this God? It is important to have hope in God at all times. In our lifetime, we should have hope in God. Never give up. Never give up your hope. Especially in times of difficult times, in trials, in afflictions, please, don't lose hope. That hope in God, don't lose it. When God seems far, I don't know whether you've been in a situation before that it looks like as if God is far, he's not hearing you. I've been there before. And at that time, it is only the word of God that you have inside of you that keeps coming to you to help your hope to be alive. It keeps the hope alive in you. When life challenges make it look like as if God does not answer prayers again, when issues of life ask questions, where is your God? Those are the times for you to have hope in God. And keep your hope alive, strong in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. It says, the Lord is good a stronghold in the day of trouble. So it's a stronghold that does not fail. And look at the last part there. He said, he knoweth them that trust in him. He knows them. So he's actually a stronghold. And that's why we can't afford to lose our hope. Are there times when hope may seem dashed?
Yes.
Yes. When business fails, or there's academic failure, or you have a difficult children, and you said, oh, I'm going to give up on this child. Oh, I'm going to give up on this child. Ah, let your hope stay. A young man walked into my consulting room about a month ago.
He's
a 32-year-old son of a clergyman. He has been notorious right from when he was young. Sunday school ni. I don't know whether your child is like that.
You
better caution.
Hallelujah.
This young man grew up. Became notorious, became something else in Ado-Ekiti. He smokes simple cigarettes, then graduated to Indian Hemp and begins to deal in drugs. But he has a mother that does not give up. The day he was in prison, his father said he would never go and bail him. Well, the mother somehow courage, as he told me, she somehow courage bailed him. And she didn't have the courage to bring the child home. So took the child to his own brother, her own brother, sorry. Said, Joe,
that please pray for him.
That
the devil has snatched him away from me.
No.
I did not lose hope. I will go home and pray. But let him be here.
And so for a space of time, that young man was there. The mother kept on praying. She refused to give up. By the time I saw him, they brought him to the clinic. He had suffered injury from one eye. When he was drunk one day, he fell into a gutter and hit his right eye against the sharp part of the culvert. And I was to manage. That was how I got the story. But where am I going to? Now, this young man, when he got to a point in his life, he said he remembers how his mother was always praying for him. And then he remembered one night he saw himself playing saxophone. And a lot of people were clapping for him that he was doing it in redemption camp. And then he woke up and he said, Mommy, I think God wants to use me again. The mother said, even when he came to tell him that, the mother said, but at that point, it was a turning point. He said, Mommy, I remember how you pray. So I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to stop drinking. No more friends. I want to settle down and marry. And the mother said, are you sure? And that was a beginning of a spark of hope again in the mother. And even the father, who was also a pastor. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What we're saying is this. No matter the difficult situation you may go through, there is a power in hope that transform. There is a power in hope that brings life. There is a power in hope that brings rejoicing. You can't afford to give up. Business failure, academic failure, difficult children, marital challenges, husband has packed out of the house. The list is endless. But then, let your hope rest in that God. So what do you do? Build your faith by feeding on the word of God. And let that continue to work in you. There is no room to lose hope as far as God is concerned. Father Abraham. I'm sure in our days, if Abraham was in our days, the gynecologist would have advised him. Mr. Abraham, they say you are the father of faith. Well, let me tell you, all your sperm cell cannot work again. And they would have probably advised Mrs. Sarah. And said, Mrs. Sarah, you are sure you know you don't have menses again. You don't do menses again. And Miss Sarah will probably say, yes, excuse me, I was married to be 25 years. Timothy menstruate last.
That maybe he's 25 so years now.
So just forget about child. Maybe you should just go and adopt or look for one child somewhere. But Abraham will probably wake up and say, sir, 25 years ago, God told me I'm going to have a child. Let me keep on hoping in that God. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 4, verse 19, he said, Abraham hoped against hope. Hi. I kept on asking myself, how does it get to a point where Abraham will hope against hope?
To the,
maybe we should read it, ma. Okay. Romans chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. Somebody was describing what happened in the life of Abraham. Romans chapter 4, verse 18. Nigba ti ireti ko se kini kosimo. Hallelujah. He held on to what God told him, and that built some degree of hope in him. I like the way King James Version put it in English here.
Who against hope believe?
Who against hope? Ma'am, please read it.
Okay. Who against hope believe in hope?
Yes.
That he might become the father of many nations.
Yes.
According to the which was spoken, so shall the seed be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We have an example in that man. A great example. He hoped against hope. Even when things seems not working. No wonder. He got what he wanted. One thing I know about the power of hope is this. It delivers that which God has spoken, delivers into your lives. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is the power of hope that we're talking about? From all that we've said, let's begin to summarize. So what is the power of that hope? Our generation, we must tell ourselves the truth. We have put our hope in wrong places. And it has affected us negatively. But God is calling us this evening. The only generator of hope. The only person who we can put our hope in him is God. That is when that power will be at work. Number one, the power of hope guarantees security. I find it in the Bible. Turn with me your Bibles to the book of Job, chapter 11. Verse 18. Job 11. Verse 18. It can guarantee our security. Are you there with me? Verse 18. Only, and thou shalt be secured, because there is what? Maybe it's only in my Bible. No, it's not in our Bible. Only, and thou shall be what? Secured. Hallelujah. Let me wait. It looks like as if we are not yet there. Job is here. Job chapter 11, verse 18. And thou shalt be secured, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take thy rest in where? In safety. Now, the central portion, the central person, this whole thing we're talking about revolves around God. It's not around about the personality. It's not about the money that we have. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not about technology. Somebody, one person came to my clinic one day, said, "Doctor," he said, "you don't have CCTV here. How can you be sure you are secure?" And I laughed. I said, "You put your hope inside CCTV, then you'll be sure that Oyinbo to se, no, Oyinbo ko, Ologun to se Ogun aferi, Fadiye, Abi, fun ayan." Thank you, my time is going up. Hallelujah. Please pardon me if I have to say that. But that is the truth. Any to buy a fixed CCTV, is number one security challenge. Maybe you have not experienced it. I have experienced it. That's why I'm saying it. Hallelujah. So number one thing the power of hope will do is that it will guarantee you security. You'll be secured inside of you. We're talking about spiritual security now. So you are secured spiritually when you have hope. When your hope is in the Lord, that power will generate security for you. You are secured against all odds. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of course, the power of hope will generate victory. It generated victory in the life of David. I'm not surprised why David wrote so many things about hope and hope and hope in the book of Psalms. I'm not surprised. Because at Ziklag, something happened to him. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, we can write it down because of our time, chapter 17 and verse 17 and 18. When able-bodied men cried until they have no strength again. And I used to tell people, I said, Bible keys, asodun. Anyone in your tolo jagun sa.
Somebody jagun titi.
Okay, o pada wale. O wa de won ti keru e lo. O wa sukun. Won ni ko tun lokun mo.
And
he said that person is not discouraged. It's entirely discouraged. He said that person is not hopeless. He's hopeless. But David, Bible says, David encouraged himself in the Lord.
Now,
that hope he got from that encouragement was what launched him forward. All of a sudden, he remembered, oh, there is this man that carries the, that looks like a chief priest. Let me put it that way. He said, bring me the Urim and Thummim. Let me ask the Lord. That's when his consciousness just came up. I can ask God. Should I pursue? Will I recover? And God said, pursue.
Hallelujah.
The rest is story. He got victory. Straight victory. I see someone here tonight. Your victory is hereby declared in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Power of hope generates testimony. Oh, when you have hope, be sure testimony will come after. Keep telling yourself, I will share testimony. I will share testimony. You are indirectly infusing yourself with hope. One of our sisters in Ado-Ekiti that God gave a child to recently after several years of waiting, She told me something some times ago.
She
said, Pastor, only bugba ni mo ma so fara mi pe ma she a testimony nipa omo.
I used to tell myself that
I'm going to do ni ijo Olorun ma she a testimony.
I will stand before the man of the children of God and give testimony.
I don't know whether you understood what I'm talking about.
Mi o mo.
And she did.
O da she.
When it looked like as if it's almost impossible.
Nigba to da be ni pe ko se se mo.
And when somebody says our husband has hysospermia, no sperm at all. When it looks like as if it's impossible, hope changed impossibility to possibility.
So,
the power of hope generates testimony. Number four, the power of hope drives shame and reproach away completely. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5, says, he said, hope maketh not ashamed. Nobody can fault that word of God. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5. He said, hope maketh not ashamed. So when you have hope in the Lord, in the word of God, in the works of God, you have hope in him. I want to assure you. Oh, I want to assure you. Shame will be far from you.
Amen.
He will show the glory of God when you have hope. Your life will show the glory of God. Do you know something I like about that Samuel story? I mean, David's story in 1 Samuel. I like it so much that after they won the battle, in quotes, because not really a battle, you know, they just went to pick up the spoils. What happened after? The Bible says that David started distributing the goods he has picked from the battleground. And he sent to various...
This is what the Lord has done. It is in the Bible. 1
Samuel chapter 30 verse 26. Please, you can write it down. 30:26. 1 Samuel. All the tribe of Israel. Dash them. Tell them that this is what God has. He's showing off the glory of God. Your life will show forth the glory of God in the name of Jesus. Have that hope. Let the hope be unshaken in the Lord. Hope brings joy, peace of mind to us. Even in the midst of turmoil. Even in the midst of turmoil, hope will still bring some level of joy that will be deep seated inside of you. Hope provides endurance. You'll be able to endure even when things seem difficult. And finally, I want to say this. Hope is an intentional choice. Yeah, it's an intentional choice. You may choose not to have hope and suffer the consequences. But you may choose to have hope and get this power at work in your life. Because we have a God that does not fail. As I close this evening, the best and the best of the hope is this, that we're all going to heaven. Oh, if you don't have Jesus, you are not born again. Like that man, we say, Shakwantao. Oh, what a pity. I beg you, come back to Jesus. He's the only one that can give hope out of the hopelessness of our country, out of the hopelessness of sin. He's the one that can give us. So that the hope that I'm going to meet Jesus in heaven is something that gives me one, you know, you can bounce, you'll be happy, you bounce. Well, After all, heaven is assured for me. That is, if you have that hope that you are going to heaven. I gave my life to Jesus. I gave my life several times, so don't worry. It's another story because time has gone. But each time they make altar call, they come out, you want to give your life to, I will quickly run out again. Say, in case you, I don't want to miss it, until I got the assurance of my salvation. I was bold about it. And I know that if Jesus comes today, I will be one of the people that will go with Jesus. Are you going to be one of the people that will go with him? I want to challenge you. If there's anything drawing you back, you better push yourself forward. Say, Jesus, you are John Lonnie.
This Jesus, we are going together.
Brothers and sisters, daddies and mommy, I like you to know this. Our God is a dependable God. He's a reliable God. No matter what the situation may be that we go through in life, God is faithful. Please bow your heads with me. To that God who is faithful, who says you can put your hope in him free of charge? He is not going to charge you anything if you put your hope in him. Talk to that God. Say, Daddy, I put my hope in you. I put my hope completely, my confidence in you. In this new dispensation, no matter how things are around me and around me, I put my hope in you. Secured in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to our Father. Begin to bless the name of the Lord, because he's the one that gives us a lively hope that we're going to heaven. That is that power. It is that power. Are you talking to God? God is dependable, is reliable, is faithful. You are here, you have not given your life to Jesus. Put your right hand on your chest. It's a beginning of a new thing. And if you give your life to Jesus right now, and you put your hope in him, you will make heaven. That's what happened to that thief on the cross. He said, Jesus, please remember me in your kingdom. And that was all. You are here, you want to give your life to Jesus. Put your hand on your chest, say, Father, I'm ready to be your son. I'm ready to be your daughter. And I accept you totally. And then you become the child of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Please, I want to humbly ask that we rise up on our feet. Please, can we rise up on our feet? I don't know whether you think there's a situation in your life that is actually hopeless. I spoke to a woman recently. I said about your husband. When my husband is hopeless, so I don't just bother him about church. I said, Madam, am I give up? I don't know what you think is hopeless. Let's call upon God tonight. That hopeless situation, that thing that looks like as if it's impossible, Lord, by the working of your power, turn them to possibility. Change all hopelessness into hopeless, into a hopeful situation. All this hopeless situation, Lord, turn them around. Turn them around. If you have a particular hopeless situation in your life that it looks like as if it will not work out, say, God, I have stepped into this abundant arena. I have stepped into this abundant arena. Lord, give me a testimony. Before I leave here, Daddy, give me a testimony.